Namami Haridasam Tham Chaitanyam Tham Chitat Prabhum Sangstitam Apiyan Murtim Shankhe Kritva Nanartaya. Kaviraj Goswami writes, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Dwayamoy Jayadvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jai. All glories to Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and very dear to Advaita Charja and Nityananda Prabhu. Jaya Srinivaseshara Haridasanath Jaya Gadadhara Priya Swarup Prananath. All glories to the master of Srivas Thakur. All glories to the Lord of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the Lord of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the Lord of Sri Srup Damodar. Jai Kashi Priya Jagadananda Praneshwar Jaya Rupa Sanatan Raghunatheshwar. All glories to Mahaprabhu, who is very dear to Kashi Misra, the Lord of the life of Jagadananda, the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunathas Goswami. Jaya Gauradeo Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Kripa Kori Deho Prabhu Nidja Paradan. All glories to the divine form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. Jai Nityananda Chandra Jai Chaitanya Pran Tamara Charanaravinde Bhakti Dehudan. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement and devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Chaitanya Arja Shacharane Bhakti Deho Jaya Dvaita Charja. All glories to Advaita Charjas treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement and devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Gaura Bhaktagan Gaura Jar Pran Shab Bhakta Milimore Bhakti Deho Dan. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. Jai Rup Sanatan Jiva Raghunath, Raghunatha Gopal, Jai Mornath. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are my lords and masters. Eishab prashade liki chaitanya lilagun Jai chaitanya liki kori Apan pavan. I'm writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Ei Mata Mahaprabhur Nilachale Vas Sange Bhakta Ganaloya Kirtan Bilas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the Kirtan Bilas. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Dine Nritya Kirtan Ishwara Darshan Ratre Rai Sarup Sane Rasa Ashvadan. In the daytime, Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing, having Jagannath Darshan at night in the company of his confidential devotees like Ramananda Roy Srup Damodar. Rasa Ashvadan, he tasted rasa. E Mata Mahaprabhu Suke Kala Jai Krishnera Birahakar Vikar Ange Nanal Hoy. Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Nilachala Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Dine dine bodhe vikar ratye atishoy chinta udveg pralapadi jata shastrikoy. Day after day, the symptoms increased, And at night, they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety and agitation, udveg, chinta, pralap, speaking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the scripture. Swarup Goshai Ar Ramananda Roy Ratri Dine Kore Dohe Prabhuro Sahoy. Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remain with him day and night. Here, come in the front. Always garland from the front. Here, you hold your hands like that, and I hold like that. Hare Krishna, Jai, Damodar Prabhu, Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. Ek din Govinda Mahaprasad loya, Haridase ditte gelo anandito hoya. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Jagannath's prasad, Haridas Thakur. So it's mentioned in various places that, well, we hear every time we chant the Prema Dvani, Jai Om Vishnupad, etc., that we say Namacharja, Srila Haridas Thakur. So think about it. Mahaprabhu has come into this world to give the holy name and the Harinam. The Nam Acharya is Haridas Thakur. So he personifies the taking of Krishna Nam and really also the distribution of Krishna Nam. He and Advaita Acharya were already preaching before the appearance of Mahaprabhu. We hear stories about them in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And at the time of the appearance of Mahaprabhu as Nimai Pandit, they're singing and dancing in anticipation of his divine descent. But that Haridas Thakur, he's legendary. Sometimes we hear, when we hear these stories or pastimes, how shall we say that? They're a pretext that allows for certain pastimes to take place. So if we hear someone did something wrong and then they were cursed and they had to take this position, it's not something ordinary. Like sometimes the gopis and cowherd boys, they're playing and they become upset with one another, and then a gopi curses a cowherd boy, you know, you go to hell. And then they have to come down from the spiritual sky into this world. Then later they play some so-called demon, but in Krishna Leela with the gopis. It's all the arrangement of Yoga Maya. Like the actors of this world, they don't always like to play the good guy. In fact, sometimes they don't like to be typecast as always playing a nice person or some role. So we find, to our surprise sometimes, famous actor or actress say like how much they relish playing an evil person because no one expects that from them. So there's some similarities there. So we know in the Krishna Leela that Brahma stole the cows and calves from Krishna, right? Not at the time recognizing or acknowledging his supremacy. So thinking that with all these gods and goddesses praising this boy, five-year-old boy, as though he is God himself, he thought, I'll take away his beloved calves, then he'll start crying and call, maybe run to his mother or something, and then his actual position will be revealed. Quite to the contrary, We know when Brahma did that, he looks back to see, and Krishna's not crying or any such. He's still enjoying with the cows and calves and the cow. They're having a picnic on the banks of the Jamuna. Then Brahma starts becoming bewildered, thinking, you know, his lifespan, 150 is 300 trillion years. Maybe at the time he's around 150 trillion years old. So middle age. And thinking like, oh, I'm becoming a little forgetful. I thought I took those cowherd boys and put them in the cave. And look, no, they are in the cave, but they're still there. Like, he's becoming bewildered. Then he looks more carefully. They turn into form, Vishnu forms. And then there's all this singing, dancing, celebration, and Krishna just laughing. Then he realizes, coming soon to a temple near you. Then bring the other chair over here. So, then, oops. This way. No, long way. Yeah, like this. Vertical. No, like that. Two people are sharing. Maybe a glass of water. Otherwise known as the Brahma Vimohan Leela. So, so, like, if you've seen the cowboy movies, which I'm sure you have, right? American cowboy movies. Everybody's seen them. They're famous cowboy movies. What do they consider, like, the worst thing you can do? Huh? Is steal their cow. They're cowboys. Right? So if you steal the cows of the cowboys, that's like the inexcusable, intolerable offense. They call it cattle rustling. It's the worst thing, you know. I mean, you could steal their horse also. That's really bad. Right. Worse than like taking their wife, their girlfriend as their horse or their cows. They're cowboys. Right. So cattle, and they used to have heavy penalties. You could actually go out and kill somebody if they did that. They form the pot, get on the horses, they're going after that guy. You stole our cows. You know. So there's some truth to that. So we say, Brahma committed this inexcusable offense for the supreme cowboy, Krishna. Not just, you know, the original cowboy, Krishna. If you look at Prabhupada's old books, he didn't put cowherd boys. It's very charming. And the so-called old Bhagavatams, they were always called cowboys and cowgirls. The gopis were called cowgirls, and the gopas were called cowboys. Later, when he came, they said, you know, that could be some confusion, so he put cowherd boy, cowherd girl. But originally it said cowboys, Krishna and the cowboys. You know. So, because that's really what they are. So they say, for this offense, this grave of aparad, stealing not only any cow, Krishna's cows, then he would have to take a very low birth in the Kali Yuga as a result of a consequence of this offense. So then that means he appeared in the Kali Yuga and a Muslim family, right, who are generally in opposition to the Hindu culture and all that. Right? So if you see something interesting about Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he's supposed to, not only supposed to be, is the Mahavaranaya avatar, right? The most liberal, generous. So as Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, who is his Ragamarg Diksha Guru teacher? Ramananda Roy, who teaches him about the Sakis and the Manjaris, all these things. Who is it? Ramananda Roy, who's what? A Grihastha. That's generally not the situation that the Grihasthas are giving instruction to the sannyasis. Usually it's the inverse. But in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his guru is a Grihastha. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's also a Grihastha instructing him. Roop and Sanatan are on a certain level, they're disqualified from being proper Brahmins because of a technicality. And they're his leaders. The only disciple he has in prominence, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, from a high class Brahmin, South Indian family. Right? So, and again, when Mahaprabhu, Pradyumna Mishra, wants to hear these confidential topics about Krishna, Radha, Tattva, Krishna Tattva, etc., Rasa Tattva, Mahaprabhu sends him to Ramananda, the Grihastha. So, who's the Namacharya in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu? Some super high class South Indian Brahmin? No, he's a Muslim by birth. He's the Namacharya. And that tells us many things. Right? How liberal the Krishna Nam is going to be in its distribution. There's a famous sloka of Rupa Goswami. It says, it's a collection. He actually says it's from someone named Lakshmidhar, or Bengalis would say Lucky Dar. I'm as old as Brahma. I know that. No diksham nasya satkriyam purushcharja managikshite mantro yam rasana spragava palati Sri Krishna namatmaka. But what's the first line? Perhaps it will come to me. But here it says, how liberal is the holy name? And it's Amukha, Loka, Sulabha, Basha, Mukhi, and Shriya. No name. How liberal is it? It said, no diksham, no chasat. No diksha is not required. That actually means, often misunderstood, doesn't mean that you don't need to get the holy name from a Vaishnava. It's talking about mantra, diksha, like second initiation. No diksham, not just satkriya. Satkriya means six different types of religious performances, not required. No diksham, not just satkriyam. Purushcharja means like prerequisites, past desirable prerequisite. Purushcharja, managikshate, mantro yam rasana spragava palati Sri Krishna namatmaka. Just Krishna's will to distribute himself. That means regardless of the pH content of the soil of consciousness, Krishna will spring out of that if he so desires to. That is all that is required. And it was Krishna's desire to spring in this sense, spring from the heart of Haridas Thakur. So, as when I first went to Jagannath Puri and was distraught to find out that foreigners were not allowed in the temple. And I won't go into the details, I think I have at other times, but I developed as Gurudev would say, some inauspiciousness visited my mental system. And I thought, I made up some reason why it would be okay if I went in. And it's not like they went, hey, no, you know, or like, excuse me, sir, you know. no such. Remember the police there, if you've ever seen them, they wear police uniforms, but they're barefoot because you don't wear shoes. And so that the police just came and grabbed me and dragged me and threw me in a gutter, an Indian gutter. And I'm all covered with gunk, we'll just call it that, and feeling very sad and depressed and fallen and humiliated, and on my way back to where I was staying, and then coming in the other direction is Srila Bhakti Doita Madhav Maharaj, who presided over the Saraswati Thakur's Purushottam Gaudiya Math. And I had met him at the Calcutta train station, gave Shastang Ganga Dandavats at the Howrah station, and he was sort of gave me some gracious glance of the Vaishnava, E Baru Koruna Koru Vaishnava Goshai. But now he saw, oh, here's that boy from the train station, and he looks like he's in trouble. It was pretty obvious that I was in trouble. I'm coming on a rickshaw this way, he's coming, and he like motioned to me, like, come, you know, and so he took me to the Purushottam Gaudiya Math, the Tulsi Garden there. It's like towards evening. And I'm saying, I don't understand, you know, why we're not allowed to have the darshan of Jagannath, you know. It's a very sensitive issue with various devotees, said, well, you know, Nimai Pandit, how he challenged the Qazi in Navadvip and led the civil disobedience when he broke the Mridanga. That's true. But after he took sannyas and became Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't do any such thing in Jagannath Puri. Rather, he respected their customs. Whatever they are, for whatever reasons, he didn't go against them. So Madhava Maharaj said to me, Rupa Goswami, speaking of Madhav, Madhav, Jai Dandavat Prabhu, Hare Krishna. So he said, Rupa Goswami never entered the temple, you know, and my head like went. You know. Then he said, Sanatan Goswami Prabhu, he never entered the temple. My head, you know. Then he said, Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, he never entered the temple. No, I was like crushed with humiliation and shame. And then he said, Mahaprabhu gave him, Haridas Thakur, the Siddha Bokul, the Bokul tree. I don't know if they have them here, but have them in India, Puri, Navadip, and... Oh, all right. But do they grow in Thailand normally? Oh, okay. So, special tree, and told Haridas, from here you can see the chakra, which is taken to be, not just the symbol of divinity, taken to be Jagannath and Krishna. Those whose divine eyes, vision are awakened, seeing the chakra, they can see the Lord. So he said, here, you'll sit here happily taking the holy name. Every day my servitors will bring prasad to you. And Rupa and Sanatan will stay with you. So think about Haridas Thakur, Rupa and Sanatan as his associates, taking the holy name, seeing the chakra of Jagannath, every day getting the prasad of Jagannath, or of Mahaprabhu himself, and sometimes Mahaprabhu is coming, and that's when he finds the slok written by Rupa Goswami and other things. So Mahaprabhu personally comes by every day to visit. So he said, that's where you should begin your parikrama. Then from there, you'll go to Shweta Ganga, and then to the house of Vasudeva Sarvabhauma. And I wrote this all down in a notebook, which unfortunately I don't have anymore. But he told me how to do this, and even told me the prices of the rickshaws, how much to pay. like precisely how much to pay, which was very upsetting to the rickshawwala, because they're like, not only are you asking for like a lower price than what we expect from you, but you're somehow, you know what the exact price is. And they're like, but I gave them extra so that they would not be unhappy, but not as happy as they would be if I gave them what they were asking. These things are going on. So Haridas Thakur was given that place by Mahaprabhu. We also know that in the glories of Haridas Thakur, many different pastimes, but some very sweet, that like as the Namacharja, he wants to induce everyone to take the holy name. So young children, he'd offer them some sweetmeats if they will chant Hare Krishna. So they go, Hare Krishna. Then he gives them something, you know. And they're all thinking, there's this Baba. If you chant Hare Krishna, he'll give you a sweet ball. You know, so the news spreads in the neighborhood. The children go there. And that makes Haridas Thakur very happy. And if you think about it, they're getting the holy name from Haridas Thakur. So that's beyond wonderful. And one of his pastimes that is extraordinary as it is peculiar, is that like the people in positions of prestige are always paranoid that they may lose their position. And so they see around them other people, and they're afraid someone else may become so popular. Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. It's the disappearance day of Haridas Thakur, but the appearance of Srila Bhakti Bimala Avadhut Maharaj. Hey, Krishna. The garland. Hare Krishna. Whereas I'm wired. So Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. We're saying something about the glories of Haridas Thakur and then going to read the remaining. That's mold. That Bhakti Gaurava Narasingha Maharaj, I met him once and he said something to me, and I said, it sounded like he said, mold. And I went, mold? What do you mean? Where's mold? He said, I'm old. I'm like, oh. He said, yes, we're becoming old. I'm old, mold. So. When I first met Guru Maharaj in the company of Bhakti Abhay Narayan Maharaj, who's from Eastern Europe, one of the first things I said to Guru Maharaj was that day by day, so many of the senior disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur are leaving the world. Because Swami Maharaj had left the world. This was 1978, 9, around there. 9, I think. And I said, and because Babaji Maharaj had been downstairs, and my excuse for going to the mat and approaching Babaji Maharaj was saying, like, the actual proper way of doing kirtan and bhajan will be lost. So Babaji Maharaj, please let me record you. And, you know, I was half speaking the truth. Really, I just wanted to make recordings of him. I was addicted to hearing him. But I thought, I need to give a reason. And the reason was also on my mind, but maybe not in the primary position. But that is, of course, when Babaji Maharaj exhibited his displeasure seeing the tape recorder, indicated to move it away, and then said, "Important thing is that you chant Hare Krishna." And I thought, oh, tapes in this sense are very passive. Like listening to tapes of kirtan, we should do that from time to time. It's no substitute for doing kirtan. And that's what he was saying. Like, you can listen to all the tapes of me you want, but you need to take the holy name. Right? We can say, oh, Haridas Thakur, he's the heart. Wish we had a tape of that. It wouldn't matter if you did. Because whether or not we have the capacity to catch what is there, like in ISKCON before, and it's just the point. Like, they used to put on, while all the devotees were chanting japa in a room, and they'd put on a tape of Prabhupada chanting japa. Like, that's going to help everybody. But not, as Babaji Maharaj said, for you, the important thing is that you take Krishna Nam. Not you say, oh, here's the tape of a pure devotee. That's the external sound of that. Whether your heart can connect with that plane is another thing. So what did Babaji Maharaj do? Take us upstairs to Guru Maharaj and say, listen. That's all he said. Listen. Listen to him. And then you'll get the proper conception. But when I said to Guru Maharaj that it was, you know, disconcerting that one by one these great disciples of Saraswati Thakur were leaving the world. And Guru Maharaj kind of went, yes, because they're all his god brothers. And I could see how he'd been thinking about that and moved by it. He was feeling something in his heart and also realizing somehow he still remained. One by one, those who he thought would precede them, they had left the world and he remained behind. And we understood in time, for some very special reason, to deliver the wealth, really, ontological wealth of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So all the devotees have a different part to play. But so in the case of Haridas Thakur, in a sense, if we summarize his pastimes, we can see there's a type of certification, to use a word. That why? And you read many things, right, about him from Chaitanya Bhagavat and elsewhere. But I want to draw emphasis on these two pastimes that appear to be almost identical to the point of you're wondering, like, why? Didn't we have that pastime? And now it's coming again. Almost identical. Like you think, but if it's there, and it's not only there, and it's Kaviraj Goswami, then you know that's telling you something very special. He's already said, I'm not going to do, this book's not about being redundant. Right? So if he tells the same thing, or apparently, seemingly the same thing twice, but there's some difference, then it's a point of emphasis. And what I mean to say is, the first time we hear that man who's afraid of the local king, of his prestige being challenged or taken by this so-called Vaishnava saint who lives nearby in the jungle, taking Krishna Nam day in, day out. Haridas Thakur's fame, although like we say, Ebe Josh Gushuk Tribhuvan, is spreading everywhere, and he's disturbed by that or feels threatened by it. So he's thinking, I know about these people. They have some fame like that, but there are ways to, as Gurudev once said, it won't be the first time that a Paramahansa was revealed to be a goose. You know, like, we'll see. I had a plan. And being a king and all that, he has access to many high-end prostitutes. So he, courtesan, that's a better word. Forget that. Courtesan. So he summons one and arranges, and she's saying, like, no problem for me. Nobody can resist me. Consider it done. And he's saying, that's what I wanted to hear. And she goes there and, you know, very shyly, she's approaching Haridas Thakur, but perhaps revealing some of her feminine assets. And Haridas, and expressing her willingness and intentions to be with him. And Haridas Thakur saying, yes, of course, who could... Who in his right mind would resist you? But I have this vow that I have to complete, a certain number of names I take of Krishna. When I finish that, more than happy to oblige you. She's thinking, oh, okay. Waiting. He's, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She's like, oh, this is going to go on for some time. It goes throughout the night. She's like nodding off, phone, wakes up in the morning. He's there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He's saying, oh, I'm not complete yet. Come again tomorrow. She goes to the king. What happened? Not tonight, but he's just finishing this vow of his. Certainly this evening, our mission will be a success. She returns again, nods off, falls asleep to the sound of Haridas Thakur taking Krishna Nam. Tells him, oh, please excuse me. I am inconveniencing you, but certainly tomorrow I will finish my vow. And on the third night, her heart is melting by so much. It's not just Krishna Nam, the Shuddha Nam of the Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur. Her heart becomes melted, and simultaneously she's filled with shame to acknowledge and admit him what her mission is. But Haridas Thakur is very clever. He says, I know all about this. This is not news to me. But Krishna has some plan to grace you through me, and now you have appreciation for the holy name of Krishna. So he's initiated her in the holy name. She gives up her former occupation and becomes known as a Vaishnavi in that local area. Everyone is astonished to see the miraculous transformation in her due to the sparsha money touchstone, jewel-like touchstone, Chintamani association of Haridas Thakur. That's the pastime. There's other parts of that. Then we hear later, then Maya Devi, and the same sort of situation. We think, well, these pastimes are very similar. But then I thought, but then how should we understand it? Because the mind could think, well, he could pass the test of some woman from this world if there was only one pastime. But could he resist, you know, the illusory potency personified of the personality of Godhead? That would be a different test than a woman of this world, or maybe a heavenly goddess, or an apsara, something like that. You could still... There could be possibly some lingering doubt. Could he pass that test? Okay. And what's interesting also, when Maya Devi herself comes to test him, it says, remember, he's Brahma Haridas. It says, she's exhibiting feminine postures that would bewilder the mind of Brahma. Well, here's Brahma, before you as Haridas Thakur, but not being bewildered. So what does it tell us? Brahma may be bewildered, but the position of a Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur is superior to that of Brahma, the so-called Lord, Creator of the universe, all of that, and worship of all. But the Vaishnava is superior. So when Brahma, maybe as Brahma, Maya could bewilder him, but when Brahma is a devotee of Mahaprabhu, a Gaudiya Vaishnava, not so. And what is the end result? Is Maya Devi is converted to Krishnaism, to become a Krishnaite, you can say. And she says, previously, my Lord, she revealed, Shiva, he gave me Ramnam. I'm always thinking Ramnam. But now from you, I'm getting this Krishnanam and relishing its supreme position. So that comes to mind. And we're right at the part in the text where, in a few moments, where that final pastimes of Haridas Thakur will be described. But Maharaj, if you'd like to say a few words before we read that.
Well, we know that Srila Haridas Thakur died more than one time. At a certain point.
There's the mic?
There were 24. At a certain point. You know, Jesus Christ tolerated crucifixion once.
Right.
I think Srila Haridas Thakur
23 marketplaces.
Yeah, 20.
Caning, yeah.
24 marketplaces, which... But actually, through follow the character of saint, you also see him... Because you always will compare yourself and, you know, envy, revenge, injustice, but...
Yes.
He was so kind to those who persecute him. And when he were taken in front of the king, the Muslim king, Yavana king, he was offered the way out because everybody understood he's saint, but everybody understood his politics. So he was kind of publicly offered, well, since you're born in a Muslim family, all you have to do is publicly confess that you've been wrong by taking this, you know,
path.
primitive practice,
yeah.
And chant few surahs from Quran to describe the glories of Allah, and then by hearing that, merciful king will give you release and you can continue. Basically, hiddenly, you can do whatever you want, but, you know, you've been too much on the ear of common people. And in a political case, if you don't do that, you'll have something very, very terrible waiting for you. But Haridas Thakur, he said, well, the most terrible thing is not to connect with holy name. The most terrible thing is to lose your identity. So when we say one person dying, you know, like some people die physically, but we know that's not like only considered to be death. In Mahabharata, it says different types of death. And we know the worst death is, Krishna has also mentioned about this in Gita, when the glorified person losing his face. And that's one thing, but in the Bhagavatam it says, death inescapable in this world, but two deaths are appropriate. It's my favorite demon, Vritrasura. He said, one in battlefield of Dharma and one in yoga, especially Bhakti Yoga. But so Haridas Thakur, he accepted glorious death, rather die conceptually, as die as a devotee. He said, no, well, you know, if I can physical suffering, everybody's suffering in this world. This is a world of suffering. Some suffer more, some suffer less, some trying to take some painkillers, so their suffering is more like minimized, but actually death is inescapable, suffering is inescapable. But Haridas Thakur, he took in this direction. If is there any suffering in this world, it has two reasons. One is to remember Krishna. One is to suffer for some better cause. Then he was very firm when he said to the king, I'm sorry, Your Majesty, but I cannot give up my belief. I cannot give up the name of Krishna, His beauty. And as your king, you can do whatever you want. That is your consideration. So the king was very disturbed, and maybe in his heart he understood he's doing something wrong. But, you know, politically, he had to show his power and his envious Islamic minister. So he was sanctioned to be prosecuted. But what happened was they were beating him 23 or 24 times on the marketplaces, and they could not kill him. And every time he would chant Krishna Nam and totally emerge into internal plane of consciousness. So the whips of those who wants to kill him wouldn't do much for him, because he wasn't bhajanananda on the internal plane. And we can also understand that's sometimes Saraswati Thakur called him as a Brahma Haridas. So he has extraordinary position as Lord Brahma himself coming to join the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Later, Haridas asked Mahaprabhu, he said, please tell me why I did not die at that time. And Haridas and Mahaprabhu said, because I covered you myself with my own divine body. And, you know, Mahaprabhu shows some marks on his body. But as we can understand, in metaphysical sense, Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radhe Krishna Nahayani. Actually, we don't chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is Radha and Krishna, but we know Radha and Krishna is Mahaprabhu. So then some mystery of the holy name has been revealed at the same time, that Mahaprabhu himself is embodiment of holy name. And Haridas Thakur was so moved by that. Then everything else is just to accompany his glorious pastimes. But one thing we know, he started preaching Krishna consciousness before Mahaprabhu came. And, you know, him and Nityananda Prabhu, they're disciples of Madhavendra Puri.
And Advaita.
And Advaita as well. So he actually first who started carrying Sankirtan publicly with Nityananda Prabhu, and was the cause of Jagai Madai deliverance. And delivered so many souls, including the Maya Devi herself. She pleaded to him that previously she was initiated in Ram Nam, but she was never initiated in Krishna Nam. So he's not only overcome Maya, he's also conquered Maya. He was the Maya conqueror, and conquered in a way that she's actually become part of our Sampradaya. So she's also a member of Krishna conscious movement, and she's very kind to devotees.
Yes.
I feel that she's sometimes too much kind to me and other fallen souls as well. But see, Maya's nature to guard Krishna from souls that trying to abuse Krishna and his mercy. And at the same time, Maya is very merciful. As a devotee, she also has some devotional feelings. Then she knows we all conditioned souls, and she can very easily control everybody. Anybody she can control, but with Haridas Thakur case, she purely accepts him as a spiritual master and been very nice to him by glorifying him in this way, so that we can understand. Every time Srila Govinda Maharaj would give initiation, he would quote Jaya Haridas Thakur.
Yeah.
Meaning that it is coming through him, that name that we all relishing. Anyway, that might be too much what I've said, but just
No.
Remember all these things and
Hare Krishna.
An auspicious moment.
Yes. And Guru Maharaj said when he was in prison, what we know is he's saying he agreed to die because they were saying, we can't, our boss is going to kill us. 23 times, whatever, we tried to kill it, you can't. And he's like, oh, all right, for you. If you need, I'll die for you so you can give a report to your boss. He's dead and floating in the Ganga. But Guru Maharaj said also, when he was in jail with all the other prisoners and they realized he was so exalted, they asked for a benediction. And he said, my blessing, you will all remain as you are now. And they went like, what? You know, like, because they thought he's going to say, you'll be freed from this. He said, no, my blessing, you'll all remain as you are now. And they're like, what does that mean? And Guru Maharaj said, what it meant was that now you're safe from this world. You're in the association of the Maha Bhagavata and the holy name of Krishna. You're actually in the liberated position. And so my blessing is you will remain as you are now. Not that you'll be released from this jail, go back into the world and resume your former life. That would not be a benediction.
Yes. Because they're all anxiously was waiting for Haridas Thakur. They knew. So as Haridas Thakur entered, they were like, oh my God. And they were all screaming and shading.
Yeah. Like so, he can get us out of here. He's got mystic power.
Right. But they could not think that he can get them out of the material world.
So then it says, so, Ekdin Govinda Mahaprasad Loya Haridase Dita Gelo Anandita Hoya. One day Govinda, Mahaprabhu's servant, went in great happiness to deliver Jagannath Prasad, Mahaprabhu's Prasad, to Haridas Thakur. Deke Haridasa Thakur Koriache Shayan Manda Manda Koriteche Sankhya Sankirtan. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Govinda kohe, Uta Ashi Koroha Bojan, Haridasa kohe, Aji Korimu Logan. Govinda said, please get up, take prasadam. Haridas Thakur said, I shall fast today. Samkhya Kirtan, that means counting. Like we hear in that Goswami song. Samkhya Purva Kanama Gana Natibi Kala Vishani Krito. They started this, the Goswamis. Like you count a certain number and, or give certain dandavats, things like that. I have not finished chanting my rounds. How then can I eat? But you've brought Mahaprasadam. How can I neglect it? Eta Boli Mahaprasad Korila Vandan. Ek ranchaloya taro korila bokon. Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam and took a little bit. Ardin Mahaprabhu tar tai oila shustahau Haridas boli tare puchila. The next day, Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired, Haridas, how are you? Namaskar kori teho koilo nivedan sharir sustahoi mor. Asushta Buddhiman. Haridas gave his dandavats and said, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Mahaprabhu kohe, kon byadi kaha koho tan nirnoi, teho kohe sankhya kirtan na purai. Mahaprabhu said, what is your disease? What is your ailment? Haridas said, my disease is I cannot complete my chanting. Prabhu kohe, briddho hoila samkhya alpa koro, siddha deo tumi sadhane agraha kene koro. Mahaprabhu said, now that you're old, you can reduce the number that you chant every day. You're already liberated. And therefore, you don't need to follow these rules and regulations so strictly. Lok nistarite tumar avatar namera mahima loke korila prachar. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You've sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Ebe alpa samkhya kori koro sankirtan haridasa koe shunumor satya nivedan. The Lord concluded, therefore, reduce the number you're chanting, Maha Mantra every day. Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, hear my real plea. Hin jati janmamor nidya kalevar hina karme ratamui adama pamar. I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest among condemned men. Adrishya asprishya more angikoro koila rorava hoite kari more vaikunte chadoila. I'm unseeable, untouchable, but you've accepted me as your servant. That means you've delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. Svatanta ishwar tumi hao ichchamoy jagat nachao jore joiche ichchahoy. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. By your mercy, you've made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Srad Patra, which should have been offered to first class Brahmins. I ate from it, though I was born in a family of meat eaters. When you do this Srad ceremony after the relatives departed, the first prasad should be given to the most elevated senior person in the group. And Advaita Acharya gave it to Haridas Thakur. I have only one desire for a very long time. I think quite soon, my Lord, you will bring a close your pastimes within this world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. Hridaye dorimu tomar kamala charan nayane dekimu tomar chindabadan. With my tongue, I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant this desire of mine. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna Kripamoy is so merciful, he must do whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, what is the loss to the material world? Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu, you're always affectionate to your devotees. I'm just a bhakta bas, an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, this is my desire and expectation, my aspiration. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Mahaprabhu got up to leave, but was settled. The following day, after he took Jagannath Darshan, he would revisit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Mahaprabhu left to perform his noontime duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and all of the Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, what's the news? Samachar. Haridas replied, whatever mercy, Prabhu ye kripa tomar. That's what the Vaishnavas say. Upon hearing this, Mahaprabhu immediately began great Maha Sankirtan with Virkeshwara Pandit as the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar and the devotees, Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the devotees like Ramananda and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu appeared to possess five mouths. The more he glorified him and described him, the more his happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him and then fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the Vaishnavas present and put it on his head. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he began to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again, drinking the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears pouring from his eyes. While chanting the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up the air of life and left his body. So think about Haridas Thakur chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 3 lakhs every day. That means 300,000 names. It's around 192 rounds, depending on how you count. And what is he doing to the last moment of his life? Has the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu on his chest, looking like his eyes described like bumblebees looking at the beautiful lotus face of Mahaprabhu, saying what? Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And then he leaves the world. Seeing the wonderful disappearance of Haridas Thakur by his own will, it was like the great mystic yogis. Everyone remembered the passing of Bhishma Dev. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the names Hari and Krishna, and Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed in ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodar informed him of other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur. The body of Haridas Thakur was then put raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea with the Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Brakeshwara Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas in the sea and then declared, from this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site. And in Lakta, at the gazebo where Gurudev would sit outside, and that, what is it, Finnish Gulf Bay of Finland, something like that, that little, Gurudev said, this is also sacred. He said, because when Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea there, the Samudra, the ocean there, that ocean's connected to this ocean, that ocean, another ocean, he said, all the way to here. He said, so these waters are also saying, that's how potent is the divine form of Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. Now it's all sanctified. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and then smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Jagannath, such as silken rope, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, kirtan, and Vrakeshwara Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with san, chanting Haribo, Haribo. The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site, protected all around by fencing. Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea and with his devotees swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu went to the Shingadwar gate of the Jagannath temple. the whole city chanted in congregation, Hari Kirtan, and a tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. And you see, when we first went there, I was then, there was 1973, was still actually just a very small samadhi structure and sand and a fence. That's how it was up to now. You go there, there's a huge temple and everything. But even then, there was the verse written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the few that he composed in English, right? Not in Bengali. He composed it in English and he wrote, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. For Vaishnavas die to live and in living try to spread the holy name around. He wrote that in honor of Haridas Thakur. Approaching the Shingadwar gate, Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. He said, I'm begging prasad for the festival honoring the passing of Haridas Thakur. Please, you know, bhikkha, like we say, bhavati bhikkham dehi, bhavati bhikkham deho. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers came forward with big baskets of prasadam to give the Mahaprabhu. But Srup Damodar stopped them, and they returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Srup Damodar sent Mahaprabhu back to his residence, and with four Vaishnavas, he collected something. He said, give me four palmfuls of everything, all the prasadam you have. In this way, varieties of prasad were collected, then packed in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Srup Damodar bring prasadam, but Baninath Pratanayaka Kashi Misa also sent large quantities. Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men. Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities, and therefore what he put on the plate was enough five men could eat. Srup Damodar requested Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch these men to help me, I'll distribute. The four men, Srup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashiswar, Shankar, distributed the prasadam continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not eat as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashi Mishra went personally and delivered prasadam to Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give more, give more. After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and had washed their hands and mouth, don't do it again. Pour some water and take the bottle away because we don't need the sound effects. All right. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Chaitanya, we tried to make it better and it came out the same. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. And here's what he said. Haridasar Vijayotsava Jai Koila Darshan Jai Ihan Ritra Koila Jai Koilo Kirtan Jai Tare Baluk Dite Koilo Gaman Tar Madye Mahotsave Jai Koilo Bhojan Achire Hoi Betar Sabar Krishna Prapti Haridasa Darshane Hoi Aiche Shakti. Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Haridas very soon. There's such wonderful power in Haridas Darshan. There is such, you know, being merciful, then Kripa Kori Krishna More Diachilo Sangha Satantra Krishna Itcha Koilo Sangha Bhanga. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. being independent in his desires, Krishna has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away. Exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, we've heard from the Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Shiromani. Without him, the world is now bereft of its most valuable jewel. Jai Jai Haridas Boli Koro Haridwani Etta Boli Mahaprabhu Nachena Apani. Mahaprabhu then told everyone, chant Jai Haridas, Jai Haridas, and chant the holy name, Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, all glories to Haridas Thakur, Jaya 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 Haridas, who revealed Namir Mahima, the glories of the holy name. Thereafter, Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feeling of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I've spoken about the glorious, victorious passing of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. From this incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of sannyasis, Nyasi Shiromani, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur was in the last stage of life, Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Therefore, he took the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed in the presence of Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross the ocean of nations, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shraddha Kori Shunose Chaitanya Charit. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Jai Srila Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Tiroba Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande.